on today's jam-packed episode of 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. We have the very special Raw review with the fantastic episode and jam-packed episode. We have some more talks about heels, the sixth episode review, news about Naito from New Japan, and the AEW and Own Heart Foundation relationship, business relationship. It's a great thing for wrestling and wrestling fans. So let's get started. Yes. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. So Raw was, in my opinion, a very good episode. Which is funny because when they try to do a good episode, they manage to do a good episode. But why don't they try to do good episodes more often or like every week? I know it may be a lot to ask from a weekly show to do a good episode every week. But they certainly prove that they can do it. So do it. Do it more often. Show start off with a bang. Bloodline versus New Day, Bobby Lashley came all mad, and I didn't really understand, maybe I missed a part, why it wasn't a disqualification when Bobby Lashley interfered. Maybe I missed something, I don't know. But at least it got us to the main event, Bobby Lashley versus Roman Reigns versus Big E, Roman winning, of course, which is funny because both in the opening match and the ending match, the winner was Roman Reigns, who is not a Raw superstar. What does it mean about Raw when the visitors or the visitor from SmackDown win both the opening match and the ending match of the show? Do I need to care about Raw? Or are you telling me that, hey, watch SmackDown because SmackDown has all the winners? And Raw, well, it's a fine show. Look, we have winners as well, but not against people from SmackDown, but against other people from Raw. It's a, I admit it's a confusing message to give your viewers, but maybe it's just me. I don't know. So from that point of view, anyway, it doesn't matter that Roman won. I acknowledge the Tribal Chief. It was great opening and great ending to the show. But what else happened? A lot of other good or interesting or nice things were going on throughout the show, not just in the beginning and the ending. For example, the women division on Raw was pretty featured throughout the show, something I can't say about SmackDown in recent weeks. We had Eva Marie versus Doudrop in a rematch. Which ended, I don't know, less than a minute and a half, I think. Doudrop won, as she should. I don't know where they're going with it. Hopefully they finished their rivalry and move on. But it was good for what it was. Then we also had another singles match, Shayna Baszler versus Nia Jax, which Shayna was pretty dominant. She won also in a quick match. I think this one was more than a minute and a half, but less than 3 minutes. She won it by choking Nia Jax and then working on her arm and breaking her arm after the match. They could have built a little bit longer for this match because they were former tag team champions and they had a whole misunderstanding and all that stuff. And then Nia got a title match versus Charlotte while Shayna didn't. But at least they featured them both, you know. And maybe Nia now will go on a little break to sell the injury. I don't know. But it's a good direction. Speaking of a good direction and the women tag team champions, we have new tag team champions, Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.H. I'm sorry, this is the last time I'm going to call her that. Nikki Cross and Rhea Ripley, new tag team champions, new women tag team champions. You know, on one hand, I kind of feel bad for Natalia and Tamina. I think they could have gotten more. But I also feel bad for Tegan Nox and Shotzi Blackheart because they beat the tag champions 3 times on SmackDown, never got a tag title match. And now Nikki and Rhea beat them and got a title match and beat them again in the title match to win the titles. So it's a little bit unfair to Tegan and Shotzi. But congratulations, Rhea and Nikki, for the title win. And if matches aren't enough, then we also got a pretty great promo segment, between Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair. I think both are great on the mic. They have good chemistry with each other as well. Can't wait to see the match. They have great chemistry, not just on the mic, but in the ring. So it will be a great match, and I really enjoyed the promo. So the women were definitely represented big time on this episode of Raw. More stuff on Raw. We have Randy Orton beating AJ Styles in a fantastic match. Those two have really great chemistry together. I like the phenomenal forearm into RKO, into both of them faking it out. Was a great spot. We also had a new tag team, Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo. New tag team. They beat Mansoor and Mustafa Ali. Poor Mansoor and Mustafa Ali. I love them as a team, but why do they keep on losing? Then again, it's a new tag team debuting, Angel and Humberto. So it kind of makes a little bit sense. Not too much, but you know, it is what it is. Then we had Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. Now, I know, I talked about Jeff Hardy being in the 24/7 title picture and what a shame it is because he's a legend. And I gotta say, a week after that, he was in a title match versus Damian Priest. And then a week after that, he was in a match against Sheamus, in which the stipulation was if Jeff wins it, he's getting added to the United States Championship match between Sheamus and Damian Priest, and he won. So I'm not going to take full credit for the Jeff Hardy Renaissance Tour, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I talked about it. Yeah. I talked about it before everybody else did. So yeah, I did it. No, I'm kidding. Jeff Hardy is a legend, and he totally deserves to be in a spotlight again. Not sure if he was added to the title match and made it a triple threat to be the one to take the pinfall, but at least he's getting in the title match for the United States Championship, another 24/7 championship, which is a huge upgrade, and it's great to see Jeff Hardy being featured like that again. All in all, it was a very good episode of Raw. The go-home show for Extreme Rules that still doesn't have any Extreme Rule stipulations to any of the matches and is less than a week away. But that's, I already talked about it. So, yeah. Great Raw. Go see it. AEW announced a partnership with the Owen Hart Foundation, which is amazing news. I read online some WWE fans against this whole partnership, but come on. Don't be so invested in this tribalism war between AEW and WWE. Just don't. It's a great thing. Martha Hart finally agrees to get her late great husband involved in something wrestling related. So yeah, it's not WWE, it's AEW. They're going to have the annual Owen Hart tournament. No details yet, but it's very intriguing and interesting. And it's a great way to celebrate Owen's memory. They also have Mark Henry that, you know, when he got into the WWE Hall of Fame, he actually cried and said, please let Owen inside the Hall of Fame. He fully deserves it. They were very close, and now he's in AEW. Maybe he had something to do with this, the connection. I don't know, but it's great news for wrestling fans. You know, not tribal wrestling fans who hate AEW, but wrestling fans in general. Who I just want to say, it's okay to love more than one wrestling organization. That's perfectly fine. You can support, if you're a wrestling fan, then you should support all wrestling promotions. If you support just one promotion, then you're hurting the wrestling business. And if you say you're a wrestling fan, you should support the wrestling business without any promotions, without any taking sides to any promotion, to any tribalism war or something like that. So, Owen Hart Memorial Tournament and Owen Hart being involved with AEW is great news for wrestling fans. I was very happy to read about it, and I can't wait to see what this tournament will be all about. It's going to be great, I'm sure, and Owen would have loved it 100%. So, thank you, AEW, and thank you, Martha Hart, and thank you, the Owen Hart Foundation, for giving wrestling fans this gift. A quick New Japan Pro Wrestling update. Apparently, Naito wasn't just selling his knee in his match against Zack Sabre Jr., but he really hurt his knee. New Japan announced he's out of the G1 tournament, which sucks because Naito is one of their best guys and most known guys, and now he's out of the tournament. But at least, you know, Zack Sabre Jr. can go on and brag about it, how in the first match of the tournament he took out Naito. He injured him, he broke his leg, you know, whatever he wants to say. And I think maybe from a bad situation and someone who got legit hurt, maybe they can do a good thing about it and push Zack Sabre Jr. to the moon. Speedy recovery to Naito. Hope he'll be back in the ring in no time. Heels aired their sixth episode. I watched it a bit on delay. It was another good episode. Not as strong as the fifth one, but nonetheless a good episode. It got a lot of plot advancement, not in ring, but outside of the ring and character building. I loved all the apologies on this episode and all the one-on-one conversations, Ace and Crystal, Willie and Wild Bill, Jack and Christy. It was a very emotional episode. And we also got Mick Foley. Hey, Mick Foley as a podcast announcer. Hey, Mick, don't steal my job, okay? It was just acting. So yeah, great episode of Heels. Highly recommend it. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, to share, to tell a friend. Go to linktree.com/15-minute-time-limit. That's linktr.ee/15-minute-time-limit to all the podcast options to listen, to social media links. More links will be added in the near future. So make sure you go there and share that link as well with your friends. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.